Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. More gun violence last night in the Bronx. Five people were shot, one fatally, and the family of that victim speaking to 1010 Winds.
Five men in their 20s taken down by the gunfire outside this deli on Allerton Avenue. 24-year-old Jamari Henry hit several times and didn't make it. His cousin spoke with me.
I've just been up ever since then.
Does he have siblings or anything, too?
Yes, he has two other brothers.
And any idea what has transpired? Because they look like they were targeted.
I don't know. I have no idea why this happened. I don't know. People are worried about the wrong things.
She insists Jamari had nothing to do with any gang activity. The five suspects that were captured about a mile from here continue to be interviewed by police. The gun violence toll in the Bronx increasing. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Williamsbridge.
A 21-year-old man is believed to have been killed in the Bronx. Police say Jonte Davis was found with a gunshot wound to the head behind St. Barnabas Hospital early this morning. EMS brought Davis inside the hospital where he was pronounced dead. So far, there have been no arrests, but that investigation remains ongoing. The NYPD saying that shootings in the city have dropped to record lows. NYPD saying for the 8 months of this year, the city reported fewer incidents and shooting victims than any other year on record. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says August was also the safest for the subway, excluding the pandemic years. The NYPD credits its summer violence reduction program, saying it's deployed more than 2,000 additional officers to subways, public housing, other high-priority zones. Robberies and felonies, they report, also ticked down in August, while burglaries and grand larceny trended lower, too. But police note that hate crimes and sexual assaults are still a big concern, with many cases involving people who know each other. Well, after 17 terms in the House, New York Congressman Jerry Nadler tells the New York Times he won't seek re-election in 2026.
The 78-year-old Democrat tells the New York Times it's time for generational change in his party and maybe a younger successor can do better. During his 34 years on Capitol Hill, Nadler has chaired the House Judiciary Committee and helped lead the impeachment efforts against President Trump.
Indeed, it is clear that any other citizen of this country who behaved as the president has would have been charged with multiple crimes.
Nadler says other aging Democrats in the House should also retire, but he didn't name them.
That's Michael Wallace. On X, Governor Hochul called Nadler a fighter and a trusted voice for New Yorkers. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries saying Nadler has been a relentless fighter for civil rights and civil liberties and the fundamental promise of equality for all. Zoran Mamdani is picking up some big endorsements in the city's mayoral race. Former Mayor Bill de Blasio has told the Daily News he's throwing his support behind the Democratic pick. He says we need Mamdani, quote, because in his heart and bones, he cannot accept a city that prices out the people who built it and keep it running. And de Blasio says he agrees. But that's not all. The Bronx's Democratic Party, along with Borough President Vanessa Gibson, State Senator Jamal Bailey, and several other lawmakers, are endorsing Mamdani, too. He's already secured several major union endorsements, many of which had previously backed his opponent, Andrew Cuomo, who is still in the race as an independent. Well, the two of them will face off in a four-way fight with Mayor Adams and Curtis Sliwa on Election Day, November 4th. Vogue is making a big change at the top. Chloe Mal is taking over as editor-in-chief, succeeding Anna Wintour at the U.S. edition. Wintour has held that title since July of 1988. Mal is a familiar face in fashion, though. She's contributed to Vogue since 2016. She's been running operations since last year. She's also the daughter of actress Candice Bergen and French director Louis Mal. The announcement comes just before New York's Fashion Week. But Wintour isn't going far. She'll keep her role as global chief content officer for Condé Nast and remain a major force behind events like the Met Gala. Well, sometimes what happens off the court makes the biggest headlines at the U.S. Open. A man who took a player's signed hat from a young fan is paying the price on social media.
The viral video prompted outrage, as told here on CBS TV affiliate WLTX.
He snatched a signed hat that was meant for that child.
The man who snatched the player's hat from the child's grasp was a Polish business CEO who later wrote on social media that he made a huge mistake. He thought the player meant the hat for his two sons, who had just gotten autographs. He says he turned the cap over to the boy and apologized to his family, calling it a painful lesson in humility.
That's correspondent Steve Kathan. Well, the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II is being marked today on Long Island. At the Museum of American Armor in Old Bethpage, Japanese Shinto priests are joining U.S. veterans and clergy for a program of remembrance. Former Army Colonel and trustee of the museum, Jason Halloran, spoke to 1010 WIN, saying people should take lessons from how Japan and the United States came out of the war, respecting each other's differences.
So the ceremony is also serves as an acknowledgement of how bitter enemies 8 decades ago have become, you know, extreme partners, allies, and friends. And maybe it's a roadmap on how democracy can flourish if two sides are really focused on the betterment of mankind.
The program of remembrance and reflection starts at 11:30 this morning. Congressman Richie Torres wants to make sure that no other family goes through what the Wilsons did. It was only last week when 20-month-old River Wilson drowned and died after getting into a pool at a home daycare in the Bronx. Today, Torres stood with her family pushing new legislation to ban swimming pools at residential child care centers and require alarms to alert staff if a child gets outside. We spoke to Torres about why it's so important.
According to the Center for Disease Control, drowning is the leading cause of death among toddlers. And most of those drownings happen in residential swimming pools.
The bill called Rivers Law is designed as a bipartisan measure to improve child safety. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine and Police Commissioner Kevin Catalina are announcing promotions today in Hopog. Among them, Chief of Detectives William Doherty, who's being elevated to Chief of Department in Suffolk County. That's the highest ranking sworn position in the force. A new Chief of Detectives and Deputy Chief of Patrol will also be named. They're set to make the announcements at the H. Lee Denison Building later this afternoon. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is turning to New York for help on the economy. He's appointed former Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq as his chief economic advisor. Shafiq has also served as deputy governor of the Bank of England and held top roles at the IMF and World Banks. She left her job at Columbia in August of 2024 after facing scrutiny of her handling of the protests and campus divisions over the Israel-Hamas war. The move comes as Starmer's government faces pressure over taxes, immigration, and a struggling economy. Well, it's officially back to school season, and some Harlem students are getting extra help packing their bags. New York Cares is handing out backpacks today filled with supplies to families at PS 171. Supreet Saluja, the group's executive director, spoke with 1010 Winds.
And inside are the most basic supplies. You know, you can't be ready to learn and meet your full potential in the classroom if you don't have a notebook, if you don't have a pencil.
The event is part of the group's Stand With Students campaign, which aims to provide 20,000 backpacks citywide this year. They'll be outside PS 171 from 1 to 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.